Hey, welcome back to another edition of In Ohio Country Today. From Midway Trailers down here in beautiful Dayton, Ohio, three locations to serve you. Midway here in Dayton, Midway in St. Mary's, and of course, Rodoc in Delphus. A great company, a great sponsor of our TV show, our podcast, and our radio program. And if you want more information or to check them out on the web, go to our site. We'll have a link to their site as well at InOhioCountry.com. We'll be back with more right after this.
Rodoc and Midway Trailers are your source for Wilson Livestock Trailers. Reliable, lightweight, and durable, Wilson Livestock Trailers are your best value year after year. With attention to animal and operator safety, Wilson offers biosecurity and features more attuned to the needs and concerns of today's livestock haulers. Remember Rodoc and Midway Trailers for sales and service of Wilson Livestock Trailers. With three locations to serve you in Delphus, St. Mary's, and Dayton. Hoban Inc., a family-owned business since 1958. Producers throughout Ohio and Indiana rely on Hoban Inc. for livestock feed and manure equipment, grain storage and handling systems, as well as animal confinement buildings, specialty projects, solar energy systems, and more. With an impressive stock of parts and trained service technicians ready to assist you 24/7. With two locations to serve you, Maria Stein, Ohio, and Milroy, Indiana. Check us out on the web at HomeAndInc.com. Farmers Alliance, your area Bex dealer, is a family-owned company dedicated to doing what's right by farmers, with a focus on providing localized service and as many choices as possible when it comes to crop inputs. And we offer those inputs at wholesale cost to our customers. In addition to products and inputs, Farmers Alliance is your go-to provider for custom applications. For more information or to place an order today, contact Farmers Alliance, your area Bex dealer, at MyFarmersAlliance.com.
Welcome back to In Ohio Country Today. Big Dan Wilson alongside of Ken Holmes, Marketing Manager for Apple Farm Service. Once again, it's time for your annual clinics, and you guys do such a great job, great locations. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening here in March.
Yeah, we always have a good time doing these educational clinics. They're free, and they're for you, customers who purchase models of equipment that we sell and service, and it's just the idea is we want you to be as knowledgeable on it as possible, make sure you know how to service and repair them, because a lot of us farm too. If we can save you some money, some service calls, and make sure you have the parts that you need on hand to save you a trip here, we're as happy as you are. So
it's an important time too. You know, these planting clinics are just positioned at the right time for our farmers to get ready for planting season. There's always new technology. There's always new things that you can learn. And plus, you guys do a great job in feeding everybody that comes and making sure they have a good time, but also more of an educational experience as well. So let's talk first about that Kinsey Clinic.
Yeah, Kinsey Clinic's probably our most popular, and that's because Kinsey has had it for, I think, the dawn of Kinsenball. And it's just a great opportunity to come out, see, of course, you see what's new with Kinsey, see what maybe new kits are out, but more importantly, servicing for those of you that still have the mechanical planters, all the different finger meter planters that you have. Just a reminder of what servicing that you need on it, different recommendations they have between, you know, what to use on it, you know, what graphite, what talc, what recommendations when you're out in the field, how to run it. You know, different parts that maybe they suggest you have on stock in your shop, and just anything new that's out there that you need to know about Kinsey. It's probably our more popular one.
And of course, your Case IH planting clinic too is also very popular.
Yeah, same thing. So our red customers out there that use those early riser planters, same thing. We're going to have the crop production specialist come out, and he'll go around and explain what's maybe new on some of the planters, but more importantly, the planter that you have, what are some things to look at for servicing, some different wear parts. We all know different kits might come out every year to help alleviate maybe a problem that a previous planter model might have had, so fill you in on all of those as well. And then just make sure with both of these clinics, Kinsey and Case, calibration on your monitors, making sure that you have everything set you need to before you hit the fields.
And before we talk about the third clinic that takes place in March, the My Case IH and My New Holland Clinic, let's talk specifically about parts. You know, one of the things that we need to remind our viewers out there, your patrons out there, are about getting ready parts-wise for planning season as well.
Yeah. We always time these clinics during our spring super sale. Because it's cruel if we bring in you and say, hey, you need to have these parts, and then you're stuck paying full price for the parts. That's not fair. So we always have it during our spring super sale. So you can come in, you can see maybe what different parts, or you already have a list of every year you need to get these parts. You need to get, of course, graphite, talc, everything else that you normally get. We have the spring super sale during that time. It's 10% off. Some more than 10, but on average about 10% off on all the parts. So great time when you come in, you might as well bring your list and you can walk out with all the parts that you need at 10% off.
Well, let's talk about My Case and My New Holland Clinic too. That's something new for you guys, and it sounds pretty exciting. That also takes place in March.
Yeah, a lot of you guys that own red or blue equipment, especially if it's got an engine in it, you might have had access to this, but you might have had no idea. So My Case IH and My New Holland is something they call telematics. And so what that is, if you've ever heard of a modem in your combine or your tractor, or that you might hear it on the spec sheet as you have 3G or 4G, you know, like cell phone coverage,
yeah.
Then you have ability to log into this platform called My Case IH or My New Holland. And what telematics is it uses that information, it tracks all that information, it tracks what's going on in your combine, in your tractor, and you can have it transmit to either a local dealer or someone else to make sure that, A, you're being as efficient as you can, because you can track where your equipment is and how it's operating and where the gas and the DEF levels are, or your diesel and your DEF levels are. You can use it to manage all of your equipment as well. For the servicing side, it's very important, because if you have that turned on, I think all of you who've had a newer machine have had the frustration of there's an error code, and all it needs is a firmware update or a software update. With the telematics, if it's plugged in and connected to the dealer, we can actually just remotely install that for you. It saves a service call. It saves time, downtime. So it has a lot of very important features, but you have to know how to use it, and you have to be able to sign up for it. And so if you have a tractor that is 2018 or 19 and newer, or a combine, New Holland Case, that's 2018 or 19 or newer, then there's a very good chance it came off that factory with a modem and that 3G or 4G. You might have let it pass, and we can re-enable it for you, but if you have one of those, a newer machine, a Case or New Holland tractor combine, this My Case IH or My New Holland Clinic might be really beneficial for you. It's a free clinic. Come on out. You can learn about it. You can see if it's something that is worthwhile to get you to sign up. It's free to sign up, and then some of the services, of course, cost money if your modem, if you're out of service with your 3G, just like your cell phone, you let your cell phone plan drop. So, but just come on out, learn more about what it is, and see if it'd be a good benefit for you and your operation.
So before we talk about the dates, one of the things I wanted to impose upon our viewers too is the fact that the people putting on the clinics are, you know, trained professionals. You guys bring in the best, no matter if you're talking about planting or you're talking about hay tools or whatever. That's what's really cool, you know, bringing in the experts, right?
Yeah. Everyone that's going to be talking has had boots on the ground experience. So for Kinsey, if you've bought a Kinsey planter from us, you might have already had an interaction with Tom Nattel, who's going to be leading that. He's a regional sales person for the area. So he's the one who goes out and troubleshoots planters all the time. So he knows all about what's new and if you know what issues are there and how to resolve them. On the Case side, you're going to have his name's Justin Cromer. He's with the Case IH crop production team. So same thing. He's that guy that you call when you have issues during planting. That is going to be the one who kind of the mastermind of how to fix it. He's going to be there. And then with the My Case IH and with the Case IH planting, we're going to have the precision folks coming out from New Holland and Case. So we're going to have those guys out as well. So it's folks that, you know, boots on the ground. It's not just going to be some guy who's travels around with a PowerPoint and all he knows is the PowerPoint. You come with questions. That's what we want you to do. Come with questions, get your questions answered, and make sure you're ready for planting, and for whatever the season brings.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about those dates now.
Yeah. So we made it really easy. All three of these are on the same day, March 5th and March 7th. So okay. March 5th, we're going to have here at Covington. So we're going to start off in the morning, 10 a.m. Kinsey. At noon, we'll have lunch. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to go over to the planting clinic for Case. That'll finish up at 2:30. And then 2:30 until 4, we're going to be having the My Case IH, My New Holland clinic. And it's the same schedule on the 7th. It's just going to be at West College Corner. So same thing, 10 a.m. Kinsey, lunch at noon. At 1, we'll have the case planting, and then at 2:30, we're going to have the My Case IH, My New Holland. So if you're interested, if you want to sign up an RSVP, we'd like you to, so that way we have enough food and chairs for everybody. The date that we'd like you to RSVP is the 27th of February. So you can go to the website, applefarmservice.com/events, to see an RSVP online. Or you can just call the Covington store and just ask, and we'll pencil you down. Just make sure you come hungry. You want to make sure that you're fed.
Some great information, as always, making sure that our producers out there are getting the biggest bang for their buck and being ready for planting season is what it's all about. That website again, Kent?
Yeah, sure, Dan. It's applefarmservice.com/events.
And we'll have a link to that as well at InOhioCountry.com. Kent Holmes, marketing manager from Apple Farm Service, has been our guest. We'll be back with more In Ohio Country Today right after this.
It's Apple Farm Service's Spring Super Sale. 10% off parts, toys, apparel, and more. That's 10% off your wear parts, your planting parts, tillage parts, twine, and more. Mark your calendars February 19th through March 8th. Download the spring catalog today. applefarmservice.com/catalog. From generation to generation, farmers do their best to protect their land, livestock, and farm operations, but they can't do it alone. Salina Insurance Group has partnered with local ag professionals to do just that, offering the peace of mind needed to run a successful operation. Salina's products and coverages come from our firsthand experience and relationships with local agents. For total farm protection, come experience the Salina difference. Learn more at salinainsurance.com. Here it comes, a 349-acre land auction from the area leader in land auctions, Dye Real Estate and Land Company. March 28th is your chance to own 349 prime acres of Hardin County farmland. Join us at the Hardin County Fairgrounds. This is a land auction you can't afford to miss. Online bidding is also available. Dye Real Estate and Land Company is your area leader in land auctions. For more information on this and other upcoming events, go to DyeRealEstate.com.
It's a humble idea. Use a biological process to turn a plant into a power source. From that idea came the first Poet Refinery. One biorefinery in one town turned into 27 facilities in 27 towns, creating new local jobs, producing hundreds of millions of gallons of ethanol, and providing renewable products around the world. Suddenly, that one little idea seems a whole lot bigger. See the world differently with Poet.
Your outdoor fun starts here at Dad's Toy Shop. See us today for all of your favorite remote control land, air, and watercraft, and so much more. Dad's Toy Shop in downtown Wapakoneta is your one-stop shop for all of your hobby needs. Attention farmers, Alan Davis from Alan Davis Insurance Agency reminds you that March 15th is the deadline to buy or make changes for multi-peril crop insurance coverages for spring crops. You can make changes, add coverages, add crops, add counties, increase your levels of coverage, and more. Ask about multi-policy discounts and total farm protection. Call today at 419-738-7447. That's 419-738-7447, or check them out on the web at allendavisinsurance.com.
Welcome back to In Ohio Country Today. I'm Denver Davis at our annual risk management seminar. With me today is John Sheeve with Superior Feed Ingredients, and he's going to talk to us today a little bit about marketing and where he thinks it's headed. John, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you. It's great to be here. I grew up on a farm in Beatrice, Nebraska, which is south of Lincoln, Nebraska, and after graduating from the University of Nebraska in Lincoln, I ended up a couple different jobs across Omaha, Lincoln, and then ended up in Minneapolis, where I've been for the last 17 years, and been working as a feed ingredient and grain trading merchandiser, and basically that's buying and selling commodities from farmers or from feed mills and elevators, and then delivering it to other end users across country, whether that's a feed mill or feed yard or an ethanol plant. And so for the past 15 years, I've been working with farmers, helping them be a personal grain merchandiser. And what that entails is helping them establish the basis and figuring out, how to use options and futures for their account. But mostly it's about trying to capture the carry, use our grain bins efficiently, and see how we can set basis and hopefully gain a premium for them on their grain.
So the capturing the carry and things like that, you're talking about doing that on your farm.
Mm-hmm. I do it on my farm, and it's what every farmer can become, because every grain elevator does the same thing. And if you have storage on your farm, why not do what all the big grain elevators do? It makes a nice return on your investment. And so I try to help farmers make a little extra on the end, because that's what all the big grain companies and all the big grain elevators do, make a little money storing grain.
All right. What are we going to talk about tonight, John?
What I like to do is talk to farmers about what they should be focusing on in the markets. There's so many things that you can focus on all the time, but at the same time, it can get kind of confusing because you can get information overload. And so what I try to do is I tell farmers what I focus on my farm. And I'm going to go into showing where's the crop grown in South America. They're our biggest competitors. What should we focus on when the USDA has a report? What are the important things that the report will focus on? When do they change during the year? And then I like to focus on, when does the highs usually occur? Because that's what everybody wants to know. When's the high going to occur? We talk about the timings during the year that can happen, and focus on when the lows occur. And at the same time, I'll give some kind of just some marketing tips about how you can focus more attention to just little aspects that might be able to bring out 30, 40 extra cents during the course of a year. And in a year like this, when prices are certainly not favorable, an extra 30, 40 cents could be the difference between breaking even or making a profit.
Why don't you give us a little recap of what you saw in 23, John?
It's a transition year, a lot like 2013 was. We came out of a very dry situation. We ended up in the middle of summer where we weren't real sure if it was going to be wet or dry. And so what you're seeing is a crop that ended up being made. We didn't know how good those rains could be in a timely manner. We didn't get a lot of rain. I'm out in Nebraska. We probably got something like 5 inches of rain between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and yet we produced a normal crop. And so what we're learning is it doesn't take a lot. It takes it at the right time. And so I think what we're learning from that is we have plenty of grain. Prices do need to go back down to spur demand. And, from 2013 to 2019, things weren't real pleasant. They were just kind of very even keel years. They weren't great. They weren't bad. We just have to get ready for the old normal to come back.
And so in the old normal, when you talk about that, this is how your strategy can help farmers add that extra profit.
It certainly can. My strategies usually work really good in sideways and down markets. I usually miss the opportunities on when it flies high and goes up to the stratosphere. But at the same time, it's about being consistent over time. The worst strategy in the world will work 20% of the time, and the best strategy in the world is only going to work 70% of the time. So it just depends what kind of farmer you are and what kind of strategy you like. And to be consistent and over time, you should be okay, is usually what I find. So I try to share with people, here's what works most of the time and what should over time make you the most. It's not normally what farmers do, but sometimes just having a presentation that shows you how to think differently can help you down the road do better.
Before we wrap this up, John, are there any distinctions that you can make in markets even across the Midwest? From Ohio to Indiana, all the way out to Nebraska, the market is different in each state.
The market is different, but it's also the same. And I know that that's contradictory, but what I always find interesting is Ohio, because I work with farmers from Fargo to Jackson, Mississippi, to Columbus, Ohio, and all the way out to central Nebraska. And the thing that farmers are always concerned about is the basis. And they're like, oh, I don't have good basis or I have bad basis. Well, in Ohio, you have some of the best basis in the country. The problem is your land values are higher because of that. Farmers in North Dakota are like, oh, my basis is horrible. It's minus 70. But your land is half the price of what it is in Ohio, and it could be the same type of yields. So in that respect, basis will represent what the land values are. The other important thing, and I think this is incredibly interesting, is that the last farmers to get done planting in the entire United States are Columbus, Ohio. The Fargo farmers will get done before everybody else. Everywhere in the country gets done. I always have a bet with all the farmers I work with across the country of who's going to be the last done. I guarantee it's going to be somewhere between Toledo, Ohio, and Columbus every year, and I have not lost in 15 years on those bets.
Hey, thanks for joining us tonight, John. And for more information, where can people find you?
Superiorfeed.com is our website, and you can click on links to talk about grain marketing if you want, and it'll reach me. And if not, they definitely can reach out to you and get connections back to me as well through that way, whichever way is easier for them.
Closed captioning paid for in part by the following. Get ready for another great land auction from Dive Real Estate and Land Company. Mark your calendars and join us March 21st at the Wood County Fairgrounds in Bowling Green. Over 98 acres offered in three tracks. Tract 1 is over 71 acres. Tract 2 is over 17 acres. And Tract 3 is 10 acres. Online bidding is also available. Dive Real Estate and Land Company is your area leader in land auctions. For more information on this and other upcoming events, go to DieRealEstate.com. Your outdoor fun starts here at Dad's Toy Shop. See us today for all of your favorite remote control land, air, and watercraft, and so much more. Dad's Toy Shop in downtown Wapakoneta is your one-stop shop for all of your hobby needs.
Welcome back to In Ohio Country Today. Ken Holmes, Marketing Manager for Apple Farm Service, and your spring super sale going on right now, that catalog sale. Let's talk about it.
Yep, you have until March 8th to make sure that you get your savings here when you pay with cash, credit card, or check here at Apple. So hurry, go and just make your list. If not, you can come in here. We can help you. Just tell us what you want to do on your machine, what replacement parts you need on it. We can pull them for you. But you can download the catalog and take a look. If you haven't yet, it's applefarmservice.com/catalog.
applefarmservice.com/catalog. We'll be back with more In Ohio Country Today right after this.
From generation to generation, farmers do their best to protect their land, livestock, and farm operations, but they can't do it alone. Celina Insurance Group has partnered with local ag professionals to do just that, offering the peace of mind needed to run a successful operation. Celina's products and coverages come from our firsthand experience and relationships with local agents. For total farm protection, come experience the Celina difference. Learn more at CelinaInsurance.com. Hoban Inc., a family-owned business since 1958. Producers throughout Ohio and Indiana rely on Hoban Inc. for livestock feed and manure equipment, grain storage and handling systems, as well as animal confinement buildings, specialty projects, solar energy systems, and more. With an impressive stock of parts and trained service technicians ready to assist you 24/7. With two locations to serve you, Maria Stein, Ohio, and Milroy, Indiana. Check us out on the web at HomanInc.com.
Hey everybody, it's Abby with Midway and Rodoc Trailers. I'm going to go over a couple new options on the 2025 Tempties today with you. One big thing you're going to notice, we changed the color of the silver option. So this is the previous silver. This is the new platinum silver, if you can see. Quite a bit of difference. Not much else has changed on the Temptee hoppers recently, but I'm sure you're all aware now the strap door offering that Temptee has. No upcharge to their standard direct drive openers. We're also selling quite a few trailers with the Easy Flow electric over hydraulic doors. Definitely something to ask about when you're looking at a new hopper. This trailer here is also equipped with the sight glass windows, which are gaining popularity. It's a 4x8-inch opening actually now, double walled, so a lot of people are liking that. So the Thunderstone tarps that are on all new Temptee trailers, there have been some really good updates in the Thunder 7000 model. The tarp will now turn on when you plug into the cord. There's been a few software updates that made that tarp work even better on that electric tarp. Lots of great warranties on a new Temptee. Lifetime door roller bearings, regardless of what style you get, whether you're getting the Gravity Flow strap doors, the direct drive doors, or the Easy Flow Electric over Hydraulic, those all carry a lifetime warranty on the parts on the door roller bearings. You're also going to get a 3-year structural warranty on all the trailers, a 10-year warranty on all the lights, 7 years on the wiring harness. Something else, kind of a cool option, just to make sure you're considering it, is you can get a colored lens or you can get a clear lens light like this trailer has. It will glow, you know, amber or red, but has a clear lens. Looks really good on the colored trailers especially. We have a variety of new Tempty hoppers in stock as well as used at all three of our locations. New trailers, we're going to have a lot of 3496 72s, 4096 66s, 4096 72s. And then our commercial haulers, you know, we'll have a 43, 102, 78. Try to keep those models all in stock for you guys. For more information, the Dayton store is 937-503-7979. Rodoc up in Delphus is 419-692-5881. And then our third location there in St. Mary's is 419-394-4408. Thanks.
Rodoc and Midway Trailers are your source for Wilson Livestock Trailers. Reliable, lightweight, and durable, Wilson Livestock Trailers are your best value year after year. With attention to animal and operator safety, Wilson offers biosecurity and features more attuned to the needs and concerns of today's livestock haulers. Remember Rodoc and Midway Trailers for sales and service of Wilson Livestock Trailers, with three locations to serve you in Delphus, St. Mary's, and Dayton. That's going to do it for this week's edition of In Ohio Country Today. I'm Big Dan Wilson, and our radio program, our TV show, and our podcast are all designed to offer news and information about the agricultural industry here in the Buckeye State. We celebrate farming and farming families. And for more information, check us out on the web at inohiocountry.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and any of your favorite podcast stations. And once again, don't miss our award-winning TV show, seen weekly on a station near you. Once again, check us out on the web at inohiocountry.com. That's inohiocountry.com. Have a good day, everybody.